Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we are live. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. I had a chance to take a couple days off and take my son camping. We went hunting, but it really turned into camping. We didn't do much hunting. And it just always gives you a chance to reflect on things and to also people watch. And I have, of course, studied the scientific ramifications of this. It's not just my opinion. But more and more I realize what we really face is a population that is in a trance-like medical state. The general public is in a trance-like mental state. And it is a fact that our food, our water, our air is being bombarded with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, to incapacitate the population for assimilation into this global governance system. And I was just thinking over the weekend, I couldn't resist via wireless internet on my iPad, reading the news, and it was just each story crazier than the last. In fact, I have a whole stack of news in there on Rob Dew's desk. I came in yesterday and meant to do a report, but ended up compiling even more articles, so I'll be doing that report tonight on the nightly news. But I should probably go over some of those today, and I forgot to get those. They're in on Rob Dew's desk. It's a big stack of police state news. And, you know, it's stuff like a woman arrested because her neighbor saw her write YouTube Building 7 on the sidewalk with chalk. And the police came and charged her. They're charging her with vandalism. Even though the chalk is sold everywhere and it washes off the street and it's clearly the First Amendment and highly protected, it reminded me of that Marine Corps veteran, honorably discharged, who posted on his Facebook about 9/11 being an inside job, one of our listeners. And when the psychiatrist got him alone, you know, that was the big issue, was that he was a person that questioned terror events. You see, that's what the system's scared of, because all of their illegitimate power grab, they rationalize it by saying, we're protecting you from Al-Qaeda. And that's basically how they've been able to take over our society. Here it is, the Napa Valley Register. Sidewalk chalking provokes police. Provokes police. Of course, maybe next time the chalk will threaten the officers and she'll have to be killed. Houston PD kills wheelchair-ridden schizophrenic double amputee armed with a pen. And he had a pen in his hand, and he was yelling over a pack of cigarettes that had been stolen. And so they shot him. And the great part about this is the police chief says that they did the right thing. And they talk about how they took care and dealt with the civilian. I love the military terminology. And they're federalizing the police as well. I've come to the realization that, that we were right about everything, basically. And those of you that like living in slavery, those of you that enjoy it, you're going to get a lot more of it. So enjoy. Take the vaccines, drink the fluoride water, and eat some more GMO.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You have found it, my friends, the tip of the spear when it comes to waking up free humanity to the globalist, control freak, technocratic slave state that they call a new world order. Truly just all the old tyrannies mixed together and tied together by high-tech systems of surveillance and domination. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and coming up for about 30 minutes in the second hour, we're going to talk to Carl Mayer via video Skype, Chris Hedges' lawyer, the Pulitzer Prize winner, who was on with us a few weeks ago. We want to break down the National Defense Authorization Act and the court battle that is ongoing right now. The injunctions, the counter-injunctions, and the fact that it's going to the Supreme Court. This is one of the most important court cases in U.S. history, no doubt. So this is all coming up today. We will have open phones as well on any subject you'd like to raise, any point. I have basically self-diagnosed the fact that I am absolutely, completely overwhelmed. And I know you are as well. Every day, for instance, there are stacks of confirmed human experimentation against U.S. military troops, veterans, you name it. I mean, I have an investigation here that hasn't even broken yet that is confirmed with the government pumping toxic gases into hospitals just to see what it does to patients. I have reports here with more scientists bragging that they know the GMO is having backdoor traits added to it to sterilize you and give you cancer. We're being murdered. I mean, it really all comes down to that. All the rest of the news is just window dressing on the road to dehumanization. But in the final equation, all of the minions of the system, all of the servants of the system, they themselves are being killed by the globalist. You see, this is all about testing how much poison they can put in the food and water, how many diseases they can give us, and will we notice when type 2 diabetes is up over 3,000% in the general population in the last 25 years. It's up even higher in Hispanics and Native Americans. They want to see if we'll notice that autism's up from 25,300 and something to 1 in 58. If you add boys and girls together, it's even higher if you take the girls out of the equation. Or that breast cancer's up several thousand percentage points and that we lead the world in that. Gut disorders, we lead the world in that. Obesity, we lead the world in that. Retardation, we lead the world in that. Chromosomal disorders, we lead the world in that. Neurological disorders, we lead the world in that. I mean, this isn't me just saying this. Go look it up. We are being devastated right now. And the general public is so fad-driven and so hollow. And it's not their fault they were raised like this, that all they're talking about is the referee call. In fact, will you guys print me some stuff on that? The referee called at some NFL game because the referees are on strike or something. I don't know. I was exercising this morning, and all I heard adults talking about was this. And this is out of the park, by the way, and I'm having to listen to this. And then I get into the office, and Dan Bedondi's like, yeah, you watch. This is all anybody's going to want to talk about is this referee thing. It is such an assault on the mind to know that we are under sustained globalist attack. Not my opinion, absolute fact. And pediatric diseases are off the chart. It makes me so upset for all these children. And women are being chopped up left and right. Little girls, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, are getting ovarian cancer, something that never happened until women were, you know, at least in their 30s or 40s. I mean, they're killing us. And it's all a big test to see how much they can do to us before we even notice. And then also siphoning off all of the profit, all of the energy we accrue, because that's what money in the bank is symbols of energy. All the savings we accrue is siphoned off through the medical complex. This weekend, I talked to no less than 6 people who just had best friends, wives, husbands, neighbors die while having minor surgeries from flesh-eating bacteria, basically. I mean, the hospitals, the statistics are there. They are the number one most dangerous place in the country. They are factories of unmitigated death. I was in somebody's house this weekend, and they have a lady that comes over a couple times a week to clean the house. And I walk in there. This is actually family. And in the middle of the table is fluoride water for babies. And I said, I know you know this is really bad. I said, who's drinking this? And they said, look, she brings her baby here when she cleans. She's not going to listen. She's about to get out of nursing school. And I said, yeah, but the American Medical Association says children under 6 shouldn't have fluoride. And the answer was, she doesn't care. She listens to the AMA. And I'm like, but I just said the AMA's been forced now 6 years ago to admit don't give children fluoridated toothpaste or water. But it doesn't matter. The store says fluoride for babies, and it's, what is it, 3 or 4 parts per million? That's many times higher than what's in the water supply, which is admitted in the big new Harvard study to cause 20-point IQ reduction on average. That's the difference between being really smart and being stupid, folks. And bone cancer, you name it. But see, they do. They tell the nursing students still have fluoride water. They tell them you got to take vaccines or you can't have a job. And the average people they're hiring to be nurses literally couldn't tie their shoelaces now. And my point is it's very painful to not even be able to communicate with people. By the way, it's caused a big furor that the Harvard study has that stupid name Harvard on it. There's thousands of studies, thousands, over 2,000, going back 100 years or so, on the effects of not a little bit of calcium fluoride you need, but sodium fluoride when they manipulate the molecular structure. The type of acid they put in your water makes it hundreds of times more deadly, according to the brain surgeons and scientists we've interviewed. And it goes in there, and it's an adjuvant for everything else toxic in your body and fills up the thyroid and other areas and blocks them from getting the good minerals and things you need. But I was just thinking about not being able to get through to people because they have a hypnotic conditioning point. They have a hypnotic compulsion basically implanted in them. That's what this is. And so many people, when you warn them, they get this weird little smile on their face. And then they laugh at you, and that's the compulsion they've been programmed with. And so basically, it's like people slitting their wrist collectively and just easing back into a hot bath to keep their veins open. And that's what our society's done. And so now there's a lot of heat on Harvard because they actually told the truth, their big medical center study, about the precious fluoride. No one wants to admit, you know, that this has been done to us, sprayed on the crops, put in hundreds of parts per million in so many different canned foods. I mean, just brain damaging level. I didn't need to be told that stuff was in canned foods when I was a kid. I got to where I wouldn't eat it because it would give me a horrible headache. The Harvard study comes out. There's an article at Infowars.com on this from naturalnews.com. And Harvard said, well, yeah, the study does show this, but it only lowers IQs outside of America. There's some new weird spin where they're going to say, but it doesn't hurt Americans. It actually says that. And so, yeah, you shouldn't brush your teeth with it or drink it outside of America, but it's still okay inside of America. I mean, that's kind of like the American Medical Association was forced, and the American Dental Association, in 2006. So I guess that's, yeah, that's 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Because the lawsuits and everything to come out and go, yeah, okay, it's true. Sodium fluoride's really bad for you, and it gives you fluorosis and causes bone fractures and joint problems and early onset of different types of joint disorders. You know, now they have the early onset of arthritis, early onset of, you know, oh, you're 35, it's time to get your Alzheimer's now. Crohn's disease is now, you know, all over the place, didn't exist 50 years ago. They're killing us. They're killing us. And it really only comes down to that. That's why now I don't even have any adrenaline when a cop gets behind me or when somebody gets in my face. I'm just looking at a dead zombie. And I even talk to him like that. I go, go ahead, if you want to trump something up, try to make something up and search my car. You know, our government injects small children with syphilis and HIV. And they start laughing. And I go, yeah, I wouldn't laugh if I was you. You need to just look that up on your smartphone. I know, I'm telling you the truth. A lot of times then it isn't funny after I say that. And what is real freedom? Well, freedom is knowing what your environment is. Freedom is being able to move. Freedom is being able to not be dependent on others. And more we're losing all of our basic freedoms. It is such a basic assault on humanity that so many people don't even value what reality is. They just accept whatever comes in the mail. They accept whatever the television says. They just accept driving down the road that there's a toll road on the road now. They just accept that the school says it's the law. Your child has to take all these shots when it's not the law. Here's what I want to say before I get into the news and then your phone calls, and it's really this. Bad people run America. Bad people run most countries of the world. And I've made it my life for the last 19 years or so, 17 years on air, to study exactly what these bad people believe in. And these bad people believe you're dumb animals that need to be dumbed down further so you can be gotten rid of in an orderly fashion. You're like a group of ugly little stunted trees to them that they want to cut down so that they can plant their garden. And it is the ultimate sin from my perspective to have a ruling class that seeks consciously to distract and physically harm and dumb down the population. Because when you decide to tell humanity that they're trash, humanity then doesn't have any benchmark and decides that they're trash, and then things start to degenerate and unravel. And then there's the system posing as the societal referee who will fix things as it collapses. And people need to come to the realization that they've got all these excuses and all the propaganda at the grassroots level of why government's doing this and why government's doing that, and there's always a good reason for it. But we do not have benevolent people in charge. We have malevolent. Malevolent. The most malevolent people that have ever been on the face of the world. So malevolent that I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not saying this literally, but that's why I came to the realization that I can't knock David Icke. Because they might as well be evil aliens from a distant star system here manipulating us through a hierarchical system to set up a global extermination grid. Might as well be 7-foot lizards, folks, okay? Because that's what they're doing to us. It's our own species who openly in all their papers say they've created a new species. They're godlike. They're going to merge with the supercomputers. They're going to have all the life extension, and we're dead. And I sit there and I go, hey, when Nightline's here or MSNBC and they're making fun of me, I go, here, let me just show you eco-science. Let me just show you Bertrand Russell's book. Here, let me just show you this MIT document. Let me show you how there's continuity of agenda. And they just laugh and go, we're not going to look at that, Mr. Jones. That's not true. That couldn't be. Okay, well, you're saying there's no world government. Let me show you 7-8 clips here of world leaders calling for global government. And they go, well, they're talking about a different global government than you. And I look at the guy in his suit and I go, you know this stuff's going on. You don't want to look at it. You don't think you can change it. This is an ABC host. Guy hosts ABC Nightly News. I said, you don't think you can change it, innit? You just want to live your life. And he goes, let's go eat at Fogo de Chao. I was like, all right, I'll go eat a bunch of red meat at a Brazilian steakhouse if it's on you. And I go, and we're like soldiers from different armies, you know, who kind of just met at a little inn in a demilitarized zone. And they even used a clip of me saying that. You're doing your job, ABC, I'm doing mine. Like soldiers across a picket line. They even used that in the Nightline piece at the end of it, me saying that, because we talked about that at dinner. And it was just like, it was beyond bizarre. It was just like, hey, we work for the system. We're not even going to debate these facts with you. Let's go drink some wine. Don't you understand? That guy had kids. They're spraying them. They're putting stuff in the water. And of course, all these well-to-do, successful people, they don't take vaccines. They don't eat GMO when they can help it. They have filtered water. I'll never forget when I had that state attorney on from Maryland when they were forcibly injecting thousands of kids a few years ago. It was a big national story. And I had him on. He goes, yeah, I don't vaccinate my kids. I started laughing. It's like, it's crazy. All right, I'm going to come back, hit news. I promise I'll hit news and give the number out and take your calls. We got a guest on for 30 minutes. Then it'll be nothing but calls today. And I just know this. I'm siding with truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gets her way, we are all done for. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of September 2012. I am Alex Jones, your host. Let's just go over some of the headlines that are here in my stack. Sidewalk chalk provokes police. They've arrested her with felony charges. Napa Valley Register, the woman who basically runs a restaurant, no criminal record, wrote YouTube WTC7. How much you want to bet she's a listener? Wrote it in front of her house, and they arrested her. Welcome to Communist China and beyond. Here it is. New Jersey attempts to strip parental rights when vaccine anti-exemption bill. So they've already tried to lie to everybody and tell you it's the law to take shots. So when you actually wake up and find out they're in the law, well, they try to pass a law. Kind of like New Jersey, towns are voting to take fluoride out of the water last year. So they passed a state law saying you've got to have fluoride in the water because they care so much about you. Continuing, woman faces jail time for growing vegetable garden in her own yard. Remember that? Continuing here, court rules motorists can be detained for paying by cash at toll booths. using cash increasingly seen as suspicious activity. In this case, as little as $5, the police are called. But the banks can launder hundreds of billions of drug money a year and run the aircraft because they run the country and they run the toll roads, the private toll roads. This is all a takeover. A Tennessee man arrested and imprisoned for using cash. Here's another article on that. Louisiana's banned using cash in secondhand sales. Texas woman sues Walmart for ripping up her own $100 bill. Child endangerment. Again, more and more mothers being arrested for children even playing in the front yard or in their cul-de-sac. So that's just, you know, some of that type of news going on. Oh, yeah, land of the free, home of the brave, ladies and gentlemen. The criminals run things. How do they legalize slavery again? They have a bunch of bureaucrats and nanny state people who say if it's for your safety, we need to do it. You know, I was just reading about Barton Springs, rated the number one natural pool in Texas, it's here in Austin, and I've been doing more research on it this week. Because they're trying to shut it down, basically, so developers can take it over. And I found out 3 years ago, I'd heard about this, but I went and looked it up. They were going to cut all the trees down up above it so that they could build condominiums up there. And their excuse was, well, trees, limbs could fall off trees and hit you, so we need to cut them down and build a high-rise apartment. That was going to be phase two. Oh, we're the state. We're going to take your children from you because they were playing in your front yard. Your 11-year-old child was playing in your front yard. And we're going to give them to CPS workers that are 7 times more likely, just department numbers, to sexually abuse them, 5 times more likely to physically abuse them. But let me just get into some of the news of today here. Al Gore on his TV network that almost no one watches. Al Gore is now going to do dirty weather reports. And Al Gore is saying that, well, anytime there's any type of bad weather, it's because you didn't pay him and the Rothschilds enough money. So we're going to be getting into that report. Also, we're going to get into France set to ban the words mother and father from official documents because those are homophobic. This is London Telegraph. Those are homophobic because that might hurt somebody's feelings. Okay. Continuing here, China says first aircraft carrier entering service. Going to break down exactly what that means. French surgeon who's been back from the emergency hospitals and giving aid for the rebels, NATO-backed, in Syria, says half of rebels in Syria are al-Qaeda terrorists. Continuing here, Houston PD kills wheelchair-ridden schizophrenic, doubling amputee, armed with a pin. So now you don't drop a gun at the scene when you kill somebody, you just drop a pin. FBI will investigate police shooting of unarmed double amputee. That's out today from KHOU. Who investigates the FBI for Fast and Furious with the ATF? I'm not saying they shouldn't investigate, but who investigates them? Well, nobody. Who investigates them for torching Waco to show everybody you don't shoot at the ATF when they shoot at you? You just let them mow you down. You don't shoot back. So we're going to blow it up and burn little kids up because we're tough. Who's going to investigate them for that? No, nobody. Nobody is the answer to that. QE4, the big banks on Wall Street are already asking for more. $85 billion a month is not enough. Of course, then they don't loan it out to you, though. It's not for you. They're waging economic war on you. Because you put up with it. You gullibly smile and believe the system and think it's cute and buy into their narrative. And so you're basically like a blind man tied down with pig blood poured all over you in the middle of wolf-infested forest, in the middle of winter. And you have decided that you're in a wonderful safe place, and you're not going to even try to struggle and get loose. You're not going to even call for help because it would be scary to admit you were in trouble. So you're just going to go down with the ship because, hey, perception is reality. The admins say, of course, it really isn't. Let's continue here with this little piece of news. This is up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, or you can find it up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. His wife is from China. Well, we break a lot of news out of China because she can read the Chinese, and then so good job to Ehan getting all this done. You know, they were told they better watch themselves reporting on China. They got word from China that they don't cotton to her and her free speech, but she does continue to write articles and contribute to them. Man charged by... I have an article here about a man charged for a lemonade stand, but first I'm going to get to this one. Man crushed by road flattening truck on orders of Chinese officials. So again, man crushed by road flattening truck or steamroller. Man crushed by a steamroller truck on orders of Chinese officials. Villager attempted to resist forced government relocation. And of course, we've all seen the famous Tiananmen Square photo of the man standing in front of the tank. And of course, just a few months ago, they released the larger photo that wasn't cropped of more than 20 tanks actually held up by the one man. Of course, later they just ordered the tanks to start rolling over people. They thought that that would not allow people to take photos or get film of it once nightfall came. We actually have a clip of that in Endgame from Chinese television of the authoritarians with pleasure, with satisfied looks on their faces, announcing that everyone would be killed and run over. And then we show images of people just all over the place, roadkill, run over by the tanks. And there's a Foxconn riots. They've put up suicide nets around the Apple contractor plant. They have the worst conditions in China. The people that have children chain them to light poles. Guys, type in children chained to light poles in China. That's the daycare system. And they chain them to light poles. They'll probably actually turn out better than children brought up in these government brainwashing centers being injected with toxic chemicals and taught how to not tie their shoelaces. But what do they say? Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. The way Victor Hugo coined it, it sounds better. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. But they have the Foxconn people suiciding. They're now trying to drug the employees to make them submit. They have robots that watch them for vital signs to see if there's any problems, to call the authorities to take away the biological android. Yeah, if you scroll down, you can then see the photo. We have it up at prisonplanet.tv of children chained to the light poles. But again, continuing, they now test you, too, at the medicalized Agenda 21 tyranny centers. And if you are pregnant, well, you have the abortion or you're kicked out of Foxconn. See, this world is going on a course. But people that watch television all day and watch NFL football 24/7 and SportsCenter and women that watch their dramas and soap operas and everybody in the industrialized world who's doing okay, we just think everything's a big wonderland. It's all a big party. Then you wonder why you're unfulfilled. And then the rest of the world that's deeper in this new world order than we are, they're worse off under globalism. They're in living hells. It comes out in the African and Indian newspapers that they catch the UN and World Health Organization injecting people with live syphilis, live polio, live HIV. Tetanus has hormones added to it to sterilize them. It all comes out that, you know, the BBC even had to admit 10 years ago that they did a big medical study and that in one African country, 40-something percent of the people under 20 had HIV. And they had medical doctors look at thousands of the young women and they did not have their hymen broken. They had never had intercourse. And they had been injected when they were given the smallpox shot with the HIV. And the answer was, well, they must have been, the UN must have been sharing needles. And I'm supposed to sit here and, you know, go to a bar today. If I was a cool guy, you know, a well-adjusted guy, I'd go to a bar today and I'd pull up my chair and I would impress the guys with how much I knew about football. But when you actually talk to other guys about football, it's all hollow. It's not even real. It's like a thing they just do, most of them, because that's what men do. Men give their kids fluoride toothpaste. They give them all the shots. They wonder why Junior can't talk at age 10. You know, you wear a football jersey. You bow up to people if they look at you wrong. But then if they actually want to fight you, you cower. People don't really get in fights that much anymore. They just start one with you, and when you go, okay, let's go, oh, then they get scared and back off. See, everything's about imagining you're tough. I see all these bureaucrats and people look at people with anger and hatred and power. You know, I see cops bow up to people and walk up to families and, you know, try to intimidate them. It's very pathetic. I mean, you feel sorry for them. Not all the cops do it. Before I even saw this article Sunday night about people having the police called on them nationwide, not just Florida, if you pay even with a $20 bill now, or if you pay with cash at a toll booth, even with a $5 bill, that's in the news. We were driving back, we drove to and from East Texas, and I decided to take the toll roads in Austin. All the new roads they've built the last 15 years are toll roads. And I happened to read the records. It was all built, over 90%, was built with taxpayer money, fully paid for. Taxpayer money in the state where I live and other states now does not go to build or fix roads. It goes to build toll roads or add a lane or restripe existing roads to put toll roads on it to give all the profits to offshore companies like Centra Zachary. Centra bought, last time I checked, over 200 Texas papers. They have financed the mayors, everybody. They pretty much run the towns. Now they run the water, they run the schools, they run the roads. I mean, I'm a slave. So I said, I want to shoot some video of this. We were driving the RV. Richard went with us. So we drove out on the big 35 loop they've built. That's mile marked to go all the way to Canada. So it's the Napa Superhighway officially. But the media just came out and said doesn't exist. Remember that? When Ron Paul was criticizing it, they said doesn't exist. There were billboards up saying Trans-Texas Corridor, first leg of the NAFTA superhighway. I mean, hundreds of billboards, Texans saw them, CNN went on and said it didn't exist. See, that's targeting people in a trance. And he would pay with a $20 bill because they make you stop every 5 miles. If you don't have the text tag, you know, the tag thing, you just stop every 5 miles. So he gave her a 20, and the woman looked at him with her mouth open, but the eyes glaring on a power trip. And I noticed it was women everywhere, going and coming back. We also took some of the side junctions in North Austin across Round Rock over to North Austin. And the women would rise up in their chairs and stick their chest out and glare when we paid with cash. And I realized it's a mentally ill template. I've actually got it down to about five different templates people are following. One of them I call the I'm a rock star template. You'll see trendies especially, and they'll just be standing there under a tree at the park or whatever before they go for a jog or a swim or whatever is happening. And they'll have this satisfied look just standing there. And I've even walked over and I said, well, what were you just thinking about? And they'll go, oh, I won't talk. You were just thinking about how you're really cool, weren't you? And I actually had somebody this morning go, how did you know that? Man, I'm telling you, I'm figuring all this out, folks. It's really freaking me out. They are like well, they're not like, they're in these trance states and they're following downloaded templates they've been given. There's a tough guy template. There's a trendy template. I've got to write all this up. I've got to put all this down like in a book so people can. The number one thing we've got to do is break people out of their trance. We got to do it, folks. And the question is, how do you break them out of a trance? Because they're also pre-programmed when you warn them to go into this little smiley face thing they do of satisfaction. I don't know. It's weird.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone.
So like more and more we live in a fully immersed propaganda state. Chemicals, biologicals are added. The scientific state is constantly being caught doing chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people, including lethal testing. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, says, well, you can't do lethal testing or any type of testing without consent on the public unless it's for research purposes. So all of this is research by a technocratic elite that absolutely get off on the fact that you're obsessed with Hollywood, football, how you look, all of this. You know, men are obsessed with sports and acting tough, while the real world goes on all around you by the social engineers. And they decide what color the highway signs are, and they decide what your kids eat at school, and they decide what your police do, and they decide how big your parking spaces are and what type of toilets you've got. They run it all. And now they're saying they're going to decide who can have kids, because you're going to have genetic screening. I've got articles here with Michelle Obama deciding what's on your school menu. And mommy and daddy now started in Illinois 2 years ago. It's now happening in Colorado, Texas, you name it. Parents can't pack lunches because you can't be trusted. Forced inoculations are accelerating all across the country outside of law. I mean, I'm not here trying to scare you. I believe you have courage and that when you're faced with the truth, you'll want to do something about it. Speaking of courage, we had him on 2 weeks ago. Chris Hedges, the Pulitzer Prize winning author, researcher, journalist, who would and could have been picked up under the NDAA for simply interviewing people. His lawyer, Carl Mayer, will be joining us for about 30 minutes when we start the next hour. To break down exactly where this case is, because you hear about it being you know, having a stay put on it, an injunction, and that being lifted. Is it going to the Supreme Court? We're going to break down what's one of the most important cases in U.S. history coming up here in a moment. I mean, I've seen people say as important since the Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers was sure about the power of a whistleblower. And it was also about exposing that they knew they couldn't win the Vietnam War, and it was just a profit-making exercise. But this is much bigger. This is the government saying, we'll disappear you and execute you or torture you. I mean, this is the king saying, take him away. Take her away. This is going back to before the Magna Carta. So it doesn't get any bigger. This is one of the most important court cases, if not the most important, since Dred Scott. This is like the issue of slavery. Well, it's not like the issue of slavery. It is. And so I don't like the people saying is the biggest thing since the Pentagon Papers. We've interviewed Daniel Ellsberg. It was a very important case. The Pentagon Papers was not one-tenth, in my view, as important as this NDAA situation. And the fact that the right-wing and left-wing establishments are both want this, because they're a bunch of tyrants run by foreign corporations that have hijacked this nation. We're going into a very long night. And if we don't recognize tyranny for what it is and say no to it and speak out against it, we will be overrun by it. As Thomas Jefferson pointed out, the exact level of tyranny we will live under is the amount we put up with. Don't forget, this broadcast is also listener supported. You can watch video streams of the radio by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv. There's 15-day free trials there right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we have the best water filters, period, discounted at InfoWars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, kicking off another hour here, and we couldn't be covering a more important subject. This is a short segment, so I'll get to his bio at the start of the next, because some stations don't carry this segment. Most do. Carl Mayer has been called by the New York Times a populist crusader and a maverick lawyer, and he's a former law professor and served as special counsel to the New York State Attorney General. I won't get into his whole bio now, but I just wanted to give us a breakdown of what's coming up here. He's been gracious enough to join us. He is the lawyer, CarlMayer.com, who has been successfully pointing out that the NDAA absolutely eviscerates the Bill of Rights and Constitution with the secret arrest and disappearance of U.S. citizens. And Obama goes past that saying, I'll kill him if I want to. And he's here to break down exactly what the NDAA is, why it's so important, and where this case is going, because it's a battle back and forth with injunctions and the injunctions being lifted and all the rest of it. Carl, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Thank you very much for having me on your program. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. We've only got a few minutes before you go to break here, but I wanted to have, you know, spend every minute we could with you. What is the NDAA for people that don't know?
Well, it's a bill that was passed in the dead of night last January 31st, 2011, signed by President Obama, when most people were reveling on New Year's. And what it allows is it allows the government to detain in military prisons without right to jury, without right to jury trial, without right to an attorney, until the, quote, end of hostilities, which could be forever, anyone who is suspected of substantially supporting al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or associated forces. And there are no definitions in this law. It's basically a law that allows the American president to detain U.S. citizens in military prisons, which goes against 200 years of American history and Supreme Court precedent. It is in many regards, an unprecedented law. It may even be worse than some of the detentions that occurred during World War II, in that it provides for a almost permanent or unlimited detention until, quote, until the end of hostilities. And the hostilities is not defined in the law. In other words, it's an open-ended war on terrorism, so-called, but there is no definitional section. I've never seen, in 25 years of legal practice, I've never seen a statute that doesn't have a definitional section. So this means that under the law, any a journalist, an activist, anyone who, for example, writes an opinion piece sympathetic to any organization, not just al-Qaeda, the Taliban, let's say a Muslim charity, or let's say you have a reporter like Chris Hedges, who frequently is embedded in reports on the activities of these organizations in the ordinary course of his journalistic career, any of those people could be subject to detention, potentially indefinitely, without lawyer or trial. So it's frightening, it's Orwellian, and we've been fighting against this statute in court since January, a nine-month battle. And if you want me to update you on the status of the fight, I could do that. It's at your pleasure.
Yes, sir. We've got two segments, about 25 minutes with you after the break. I want to come back and continue fleshing out what you just pointed out, because they like to cite holding, German agents here during the war and things like that as a pretext, how they can expand this. Also, as you alluded to, the way they passed this, the way Obama said he didn't want the provisions. It turned out his lawyers demanded them. Then he said he wouldn't sign it. He did. What you think is really behind all this? Because, I mean, you probably know more than anybody outside the White House with all the documents you've been able to get and focusing on this, and you've been successful. And then on top of it, why are you the only people out there challenging it? So we've also got to salute you. CarlMayer.com is the website. If anybody needs our prayers and also moral support, but also financial support, I should ask, you know, how do we do that? Because this guy is fighting for all our rights. We'll be back.
You walk into this room at your own risk because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We could not be covering a more important issue today. The right of habeas corpus that goes back to Magna Carta 1215, our Bill of Rights, our Constitution. Obama and his lawyers wrote and got Congress to pass, while denying that they were behind it, the NDAA that was signed on the 31st of December 2011. He had promised not to sign it. Now, since then, they've said, hey, it does affect U.S. citizens. In fact, we'll kill you and no one will know where you went. We'll torture you. We'll disappear you. And we'll do this if we claim you have any connection to Al-Qaeda, Taliban, or any other group we name. And I've had constitutional lawyers on from the left, right, center, you name it. To break down the fact that this affects U.S. citizens. You notice they use the Patriot Act now thousands of times a year per state in non-terror-related cases. All of this is being used against us. We're now told, don't worry about Al-Qaeda. Its domestic groups are now the number one threat. And joining us to break this down and dispel a major hoax. The media is running a hoax. You heard that federal courts put injunctions against the secret arrest. You know, just like in the old days, the king says, take him to the dungeon for no reason. Take her away. Take him away. That's what this is. This is pure tyranny. And the media has been saying that it got overturned, that the law got upheld, that the injunction got overthrown. And that's a hoax. He's here to break it down. I don't normally read a guest's entire bio, but it's hard not to. CarlMayer.com is the site you should visit. There's also a Stop the NDAA site, and contributions are needed. The New York Times called him a populist crusader and maverick lawyer. He is a former law professor and served as special counsel to the New York State Attorney General. Mr. Mayer is graduated top of his class from Princeton University and holds a JD degree from the University of Chicago Law School, an LLM degree from Harvard Law School. And he runs the Mayer Law Group, LLC, and is an author of several books, including Shakedown in Public Domain, Private Domination. Mr. Mayer runs two blogs, one of the National Corporate Corruption Untouchables Group and the other New Jersey Corruption, New Jersey Untouchables. And there's been movies made about the stuff he's covered, 60 Minutes pieces. I won't go into all of it, but he's definitely a star lawyer when it comes to fighting for the Constitution. And he's successfully getting it right up to the Supreme Court now with someone else who's a great crusader. And that, of course, is Chris Hedges, Pulitzer Prize winner, who is a plaintiff here because he could be secretly arrested. In fact, I guess even saying the NDAA is bad. I saw a case just a few weeks ago where they were arresting pro-peace rally people in California saying protesting war aids the terrorist overseas, so you can't protest. I even saw the attorney general say that similar things. I mean, it's so crazy. I'm ranting. Carl Mayer, thank you for coming on. Dispel the mainstream media deception about where the case is right now, and then break down where it's going, and then why we should be so concerned about the NDAA, sir.
Thanks again, Mr. Jones, and thanks again for having me on the program. This is a battle for freedom. It's a battle for all of our constitutional liberties. And fortunately, your show and a few others like Democracy Now! And very few websites have been covering this battle. But the major media, both the left and the right, have virtually blacked this out. And to the extent they have covered it, they've just routinely indicated wrongly that a court just this week upheld the law. That's not the case. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York this week just put an administrative stay, which is a temporary stay, on the case while they hear the appeal. They are hearing an appeal from Judge Forrest's district court opinion, where Judge Forrest slapped an injunction permanently on the federal government to prevent them from executing, carrying out this law, and to prevent the government from rounding up U.S. citizens and putting them in military prisons. It was a huge victory. Her opinion came out on September 12th. The Justice Department worked through the following Friday evening. They were filing papers at 10:30 on a Friday night. They worked through the weekend, and the following morning they filed for an emergency appeal and stay with the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the next stop before the Supreme Court. I don't know how the appeal will come out. I'm confident that we are right on the law. This is a pure First Amendment issue. People have the right to speak, to protest, and whether they comment favorably or unfavorably on various organizations, that's our American right. And we think we're going to prevail, whether it's in the Second Circuit or the Supreme Court. But I want to assure your listeners that we will fight till the last inning, till the last out on this case, because it is so important. We have a very distinguished group of plaintiffs led by Chris Hedges and Daniel Ellsberg, but we also have a young group of activists, some of whom were involved in the Occupy Wall Street movement, others of whom are, one of whom is, for example, an elected member of Iceland's parliament who was targeted by the U.S. government simply because she dared to make a film that with WikiLeaks that showed that there was targeting of civilians in bombings over in Iraq. So we have these terrific plaintiffs. We have won this litigation at every step. This litigation began in January. We won a temporary injunction against the government back on May 16th when Judge Forrest issued it, and she prevented them from putting this heinous law into effect. It has been in place from May 16th all the way till September 12th, where it was made permanent. And then the following Monday, I believe it was the 21st maybe of September, that's when an emergency appeal was made to the Second Circuit. The government, incredibly, was claiming that they couldn't conduct the war on terrorism if they didn't have this statute to work with. And they hadn't said boo about Judge Forrest's injunction, which had been in place since May. And yet now they're bellyaching that they can't conduct an entire war on terrorism because of this one statute that targets U.S. citizens. How many other statutes do they have, including the Patriot Act, including warrantless wiretapping, including the targeted assassination of American citizens, and on and on and on? They now have, you may have covered on your show the wonderful Washington Post series called Top Secret Government, about how they're now over 1,200 government agencies devoted to this war on terrorism and 1,900 private subcontractors devoted to the war on terrorism. And they're saying they still need the power to put away U.S. citizens in military jails. Can they be serious? And that's what we're arguing. That's what we're arguing in our papers, that they can't be.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's a giant power grab. You've been very busy with this case, but you may have seen it just 3 weeks ago during the Democratic National Convention. The ACLU got all the documents, and I couldn't even believe it when I was reading it, and I'm expecting this. Peaceful activists that were driving to the scene from the state, they would pull them out of their cars, arrest them, and in the court filing, the Department of Defense was over it, asking the local judge, keep these peaceful protesters – in jail because protesting is, quote, low-level terrorism. So now the Department of Defense, I discovered this 4 years ago, Ron Paul and myself were protesting in 2008. He was in Houston. I was in Dallas protesting the Federal Reserve. And it was leaked by good people inside the Army that they had Army intelligence at each event watching us in the crowds, videotaping us in plain clothes for terrorism. So they're basically using the Army now against the American people already.
Yes. And incredibly, when President Obama sent a statement to the Senate before this law was passed, he said, and I'm quoting, "It goes against 200 years of American history that the military would police our streets." And yet he signed the bill, which was a total double standard, a total sellout of his civil rights supporters and a total undermining of American liberty. Even during the Civil War in the United States, there was a case decided shortly after the Civil War called Ex parte Milligan. And it dealt with a Confederate sympathizer who's a civilian who had threatened to blow up the governments of Ohio and Indiana in a plot to overthrow some of the northern free states. He was detained in a military prison. And in Ex parte Milligan, the Supreme Court ruled, even during a crisis such as the Civil War, U.S. citizens are entitled to the protections of U.S. courts, meaning a right to a trial by jury of their peers, a right to an attorney, etc. And this overturns that precedent. And we are confident that if we go to the Supreme Court, and we're confident before the Second Circuit, that the justices will see that. And it doesn't matter whether you're left, right, or center. This is a core issue of freedom. The one case that the government has relied on is a case called Ex parte Quirin, which you alluded to before, Mr. Jones, which had to do with the detention of German soldiers during World War II. Well, the fact of the matter is those were soldiers of a foreign army, of a standing army. There's no such allegation about any of these plaintiffs here, and there's nothing written into the statute requiring that they be representing a foreign standing army. One of them was a U.S. citizen recently. But even Justice Scalia, in an opinion cited by Judge Forrest in this case below, wrote straightforwardly, Ex parte Quirin was wrongly decided. So it doesn't matter whether it's a conservative justice, a liberal justice, right justice, left justice. This is a core issue of free speech and also of due process. You can't have due process in this country, which the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees, if you're taken out of the civil justice system and put into some sort of military detention.
Well, sure. Since when in U.S. states do you have the Department of Defense coming to a judge and saying, keep American protesters in jail? Clearly, under NORTHCOM and all this, the military, under the Military Commissions Act, all of this and is operating domestically. We're seeing drones now being used to arrest cattle rustlers in North Dakota. I mean, pulling back from this, and again, we're talking to Carl Mayer. He's the lawyer who's been successfully fighting through the courts to restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process so we can't be secretly arrested. Why do you historically think that bipartisan we see presidents moving towards getting rid of due process? Why does the establishment want this? Because, you know, even corrupt establishments want due process because they understand it can be used against them. I mean, it's such an incredibly dangerous thing. I mean, even people like Kim Jong-il of North Korea, the late dictator, at least on paper, they have lots of rights. The Soviets had lots of rights. The Nazis even had lots of rights on paper. This putting it on paper that we live under such a tyranny is, I'm a layman, but correct me if I'm wrong as a constitutional scholar, is this not really some new uncharted waters that we've entered here?
I think it is, in that, as I said earlier, I've never seen a statute that doesn't have a definitional section. The Obama administration and the Bush administration before it made clear that they wanted to have as much ambiguity and confusion in these statutes as possible. And it's when the ambiguity and the confusion start that due process ends. And it's when you have unchecked government power to detain in military prisons that the First Amendment is extinguished. We're also in uncharted territories, and the attitude of the government and all of their briefs and their papers is, sorry, third branch of government, sorry, judges, sorry, judicial branch, you don't have a role during wartime. It's the executive branch, and it's the unchecked war powers of the president that are to prevail during wartime. I think part of this has to do, you ask me, why is this happening? Part of this has to do with the executive always tries to grab more power, and they need to be checked by the other branches. What's new here is this is an aggressive move against the judiciary, which Judge Forrest, in her opinion, was very offended by and even suggested in an August 7th hearing that the government may be in contempt. Because the government, incredibly, in response to Judge Forrest's questions, said they don't even keep track of whether people are detained under the NDAA. So how could they be in compliance with her injunction? She suggested they may be in contempt. So it's the executive branch shunting aside the judiciary. I also think, and I don't want to sound too conspiratorial, and I don't think I am. I think that the corporate elites and the governmental elites that run our country are now afraid of the citizenry. Because for the last 30 years, this country has been run for the benefit of the billionaires and the elite corporations, as well as the foreign policy establishment and those in government. And we've seen a massive decline in the standard of living of Americans. We've seen an erosion of our civil rights because the people who run this country and the corporations that run this country do not want to see a moment of protest and rebellion, which this country is so overdue for. This is the first time in American history we've gone 40 years without a major counter-reaction.
We've got police now killing people for no reason, people in wheelchairs. I mean, it's getting really scary how they're federalizing the police. They're training them to be brutal. They're training citizens to spy on each other. People are getting arrested for paying with a $5 bill at a toll booth. I mean, we talk about how we're such a free country. All we've got left is the First Amendment. And I think that's why your suit's so important. And people should go to stopndaa.org and read the papers, read the press releases, watch the videos, and donate. Because you guys point out this is an attack on the press. The way this NDAA is written, you guys are fighting an NDAA that they claim is fighting Al-Qaeda. And so by the act of, you know, me supporting you, now I, by extension, am doing it because it's written so broadly.
Read the transcript of the original trial before Judge Forrest in federal court in Manhattan. Repeatedly, Judge Forrest asked the government attorneys, can you assure me today that these plaintiffs, journalists and activists all, have no fear of being detained under the NDAA? The answer, repeatedly, we cannot make that representation, Your Honor. We cannot make that representation, Your Honor. We cannot make that representation, Your Honor, because this law is totally out of control in focusing not just on people who give material support or armed support to terrorists, but it has now broadened it out to include speech and other conduct of expression that should never be penalized in this country. And I would add one other thing, Mr. Jones. You referred earlier to the police. I never thought in my lifetime we'd actually see in many cases the police is replaced by what looked like paramilitary units. It used to be when we were growing up, you would have police officers in uniforms on the street corner. And now we have people dressed in paramilitary uniforms throughout the country. That is a cultural shift. It is a sort of representation of what's happening in the wider society. But where the rubber meets the road is whether this law can be enforced or not.
Sure. Tell us where the NDAA is going from here. For people that don't understand the different proceedings, when does it go to the Supreme Court, and what we can do to help restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution?
Sure. Well, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals is hearing the appeal now. We have a motion. We're in the middle of writing our briefs now on a motion for a stay pending an appeal. There is a temporary administrative stay put on. We want to lift that stay and just have the appeal process work out, which probably will take a couple of months. After that, depending on how it goes, the Supreme Court may or may not hear it, depending on whether they want to review it or not. I would think they would. That process could take another few months. I would expect that we may know the answer in the next year, or maybe even sooner than that.
Sure. Real fast, what happens if the courts overturn it, which if there's any sanity left, obviously they will, and then the executive just continues, whether it's Obama or Romney? I would expect with the belligerence we've seen and the power grabbing by the executive bureaucracy that we know is really running things, that they'll just continue to enforce it, even though it's going to be overturned.
Well, we'll do everything in our power not to let that happen. We'll file a motion for contempt if we had to. Judge Forrest suggested clearly that she would invite one. We'll file a motion for contempt if we have any indication that they are continuing. I can't imagine that they would, unless they wanted to provoke a constitutional crisis, and that's what it would become. Right now, it's a constitutional standoff. Basically, the executive department has told the judges to take a hike, that they don't really care about their review. But it could turn into a constitutional crisis.
Sure, that's why I say that, as we've seen their posture is, we don't even need the NDAA. Obama's like, we'll just kill whoever we want.
Right. Well, they haven't, fortunately, until now, they haven't targeted citizens within the United States. The NDAA targets citizens within the United States, which is why it's so frightening. But it's the entire bill is frightening. And that's why we have to fight with everything we have. If you can't contribute, people can go to our websites and volunteer. You know, we've had volunteer attorneys fly in from California, from Boulder, Colorado, a woman named Rita Ague, a guy named Robert Jaffe in California. They came from across the country to help us in our fight in federal court in Manhattan. We have law students. We got a terrific young Zach Liska is a young student at Cardozo Law. You know, people from all over the country have a role to play in this. So you don't have to have necessarily legal skills. Just join the fight to protect our freedom.
Well said. Carl Mayer has been our guest, and hopefully we can get updates from you as this unfolds. StopNDAA.org. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll continue to follow this historical case.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, sir. Wow. Okay, I'm going to come back, give the phone number out, cover some more really important news there. But Americans secretly disappearing into the night? I mean, come on, folks. Even the Nazis didn't put stuff like this on paper.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. All over the country, we see footage coming in of people on the street videotaping, and the police come over and say, you have to have a permit to videotape when there is no law. All over the country, government is lying and forcibly injecting children, saying there's a law they have to take every new vaccine. There is no law anywhere. All over the country, we are seeing parents told they can't pack their children's school lunches anymore, that they've got to buy it from this government, and that the federal government is over what they eat. The last vestiges of our free republic are being dissolved, decimated, demolished, removed right now. And you are the target. Remember that. I meant to get with the lawyer we had on, whose case is in the federal courts right now, Carl Mayer. I meant to bring up this point, but I ran out of time. It's in the news that Al-Qaeda is the main force that the West is arming against the Shiite Iranians in Iran, but also in Syria and Libya. I mean, that's admitted now. So how can we give up our rights because of Al-Qaeda when our government runs Al-Qaeda? And we just have to come down to the admission that we got taken over and the government is criminal. I don't care if the cop next door to you is a nice guy. I don't care if the school teacher down the street's a nice lady. I don't care if the guy that works the local water district's a nice fella. I don't care if the city planner is really good at poker and you guys have fun going out and getting drunk. They may be nice people individually, but at the top, it's run by wicked people. Our country has been globalized, not just federalized, because the feds themselves have been globalized. And the people running this planet don't just not care about our lives, they hate us. That's why they're in charge, because they're willing to do anything. And so I'll say it again, danger, danger, danger. Alert, alert, alert. We have been seized by criminals. They are dismantling every check and balance. They are training and arming up giant armies of paramilitary police and others. I was talking a while back to a family member of mine who's been in the Army like 24 years. They're as high up as you can get as a non-commissioned officer. And they were offered to be over an entire area of a base. And they said, no, I want to be a gunner on a helicopter. And when asked, why do you want to be sent back again? They said, I want to die on a pile of brass. And they're only allowed to be in the Army another year and a half. I guess officially, then you get out and they put you back in. And that's all these guys even know. I mean, they are completely programmed by what they've done. 24 years in every clandestine war, battle, you name it. And doesn't want to come home, basically. Just like, I guess, in the Hurt Locker. Just wants to be sent back. Now, you take somebody like that who has just become a creature of war, stare into the abyss long enough, you become the abyss, wedded to war. And war is wedded to him. Lord knows how much DU he's breathed. And I'd imagine when he probably dies younger than he should from it, it won't even be an issue. It won't even be an issue that there won't be people there to actually physically play taps. There'll be a recording of it. Because humans are programmable. And when we don't understand that we're programmable and we give ourselves over to programming, we lose our humanity. We lose our humanity. That's why you hear and see all this culture about zombies. And they got an article out now about zombie bees that get a parasite in them, and then the bee becomes a host and flies around bumping into things. And, oh, Homeland Security put out a report saying prepare for zombie attacks. Get food and water. That's a sick joke on you. They're saying you're a zombie. They're teaching you that you're dead inside, that you're ugly, that you're worthless, that you need to be mowed down, because they know during a total physical collapse, they know that the general public will behave like zombies. This has all been programmed. It's all been prepared. It's all been set up. And once people have been programmed, they look at you and they don't care if they're slaves because they're following the program. What is smoking? It's a program. It's not just addictive. You get used to buying the cigarettes, opening them up, putting them in your mouth, lighting them, putting them out. It's the ritual. Sexual addiction, the same thing. drinking, same thing, all this. They know that once they get you in the habit of using a cell phone, it won't matter if they admit in hundreds of studies it's given you brain cancer. Doesn't matter if Sheryl Crow comes out and warns you. You're going to kill yourself because you're used to drinking out of that little pool. And it doesn't matter if somebody's poisoned that pool. You're like a gazelle that will go and drink from it and watch the other gazelles around you die. And you'll keep drinking because you're an animal and you can't figure out long-term things. You're thinking only in the moment. And so I sit here watching us in a totally planned system. I see us being destroyed for lack of knowledge. And once they get somebody in this zombie-like state, a self-satisfied delusion, it's almost impossible to get them out of it because they don't want to get out of it. They don't want out of the matrix. They want to stay in it. I mean, it is a fact that for over 100 years, you can look at about 1910 as the demarcation point, the point of no return, that a eugenics-based government has been in control. Not in full control, but had its beachhead over the federal government, began to federalize states so they could carry out their eugenics program. It's a fact. For 40 years, they've been taking your blood at birth and putting it in a UN database. It's a fact that all the major GMO crops have had backdoor genes added to them to attack your organs, to give you cancer, and to reduce your fertility. It's a fact that they put souped-up, acid-based sodium fluoride in the water to wreck your endocrine system. It's a fact they chose, out of thousands of plastic formulas, one in the 40s that releases estrogen to feminize men, hyper-feminize women. It is a fact that we are being absolutely murdered right now. It is a fact. Rob Dew, we have a major institute coming on tomorrow that's broken news that we're going to put up as a press release. I mean, I learned about this months ago, but they weren't ready to go with it yet, of hospitals doing secret medical tests for the FDA and EPA on their people. Well, of course, that's why in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they would take doctors and have them start out by doing lethal tests on foster children and military personnel. And prisoners. They usually start them on prisoners. Well, these prisoners don't deserve to not have dioxin sprayed on them secretly at night. So we've got the medical end where we put them in there and we spray this on them. And then when they die, you take part of the cover-up. They all deserve to be killed anyways. When they die, you help us dissect them. And then next, now we're going to do it to some foster kids. These kids have bad gene pools. These are real cases I'm mentioning here. And then next, you're killing 5-year-old kids. And then next, you're at the VA pumping carbon monoxide, calling it a test, into face mask on veterans. Killing them. God almighty, man, I tell you. And then they take those people and they put them over the heads of your local hospital. See, they've put their people everywhere. See, it's only now that I really figured out that it's really worse than I said, and they've got their operatives all over the place. And the only reason they haven't killed me is because their plan's going basically on schedule. It's a little bit behind, and they don't want to stir everybody up. They got you in a coma. They've got you in a trance. They got you right where they want you, and they're going to kill you. They're going to take their time. I use the analogy of back when I had time to deer hunt and liked it. When I watch, you know, 20 or 30 doe come out to a deer feeder, I wanted to wait till a big buck came out, a big trophy. So when a spike comes out or a little 6-point comes out or something with a rack, you know, 25 inches across, I don't shoot them. Because I know the big daddy's waiting and watching everybody out there to see if they get shot before he comes out. Or he wants to see what happens to that little rutten buck before he comes out and copulates, has Congress with one of those females. And that's exactly, they've got this whole thing set up. They founded IBM to do this. They founded Microsoft. They founded Facebook. Facebook's the name of the CIA file, a computer file for people's faces, face scans. Google, I told you all this, you know, many years ago. Now it's admitted because people are so deep into the trance now that they're just throwing it out in everybody's face. You see, the globalists, they haven't told me this, but I've now reverse engineered it years ago. And then I was able to later find bits and pieces where they admitted it. They believe that a show like mine, they believe you're so weak. They believe you're so pathetic that basically all I'm doing is psychologically inoculating you to the fact that all of this is being done to you. So that when leaks come out and things that they don't fully control, because they're not in full control yet. But when they get in full control, they're going to drop the hammer. We're talking 90%, 80%, some of their more lenient documents will be exterminated. But there they are, laying all this out. And they believe that shows like mine psychologically inoculate everyone that this is going on. They believe that you're so weak, you'll just become comfortable with the way things really are. Because you're so set in the daily rituals, the daily habits that they've put you into. I knew 15 years ago all this recycling and stuff was about the system setting the precedent that they tell you what to do with something that sounds reasonable and that it was a ritual to ritualize doing what you're told. And then later I saw government documents and think tank documents, we've covered them on air, where they admit they're habitualizing and ritualizing all this and setting the precedent with things that sound reasonable on the surface to then come in and say, by the way, now you're not going to have more than one child. And by the way, you're going to live in a tiny house. And by the way, you're not going to have a car. And by the way, you're going to work more for less. But it's not for the environment. It's for their total control. While all the real environmental crises, open air genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, all of that just goes on pell-mell because these people believe they're going to become God and their religion is about not caring what they do. They think it's cool to destroy beautiful life force systems. They believe they get power from it. They had a Satanist 20 years ago kill the treaty oak. Big famous oak tree where they signed treaties and things here in Austin. He thought he'd get all this power by digging into it at night. It's off a major road and putting weed killer in it. Oh man, these globalists are so evil. I mean, if people knew that I'm not just here saying all this, if you knew that, I mean, we're facing the pit of hell. The absolute, pure, 100% crystalline evil. You'd realize none of this means anything. I tell you, it is a wake-up call, though, when you have basically no ego anymore and none of it means anything. It's not exciting when some movie star calls you up at home. It's not exciting when some rock star calls you anymore. It's not exciting when a good-looking woman comes on to you. It's not exciting. None of it is exciting anymore. Of course, I'm more fulfilled than ever. But none of, because I know it's all a projection. It's fantasy land. When you look at a beautiful woman on Fox News, licking her lips, looking sexually excited, she's looking at a camera. She's looking at a teleprompter. She's been trained to flirt with you, but it's digital systems being sent through a satellite into your television. The woman isn't really there. And I know you consciously know that, but I watch groups of men watch women on television like it's really their friend when the woman flirts with you. And folks, if you can understand that's not real, you can understand the rest of it. None of it's real. None of it matters. You understand that? All that matters is getting these controllers out of control. All that matters is getting you to wake up at some feeble level to what's going on so we can resist this. All right, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm going to say it again if you got children. Every time I look at people's innocent, sweet little children, I get upset. The globalists are killing you and your family. I look at most children. You can see how ill they are. Most of them are going to be dead by the time they're 20. I'm not being negative. So many people say, Alex, why don't you look on the bright side? I do. There's so much good in this world. There's so many innocent people in this world. There's so many people that have beautiful hearts and beautiful minds who are good and kind and caring and constructive. But those people are naive because they think the rest of the world is like them. And to protect the good, we have to admit that there's evil in this world. Millions of people a year now die of bad drug interactions and infections in hospitals. It's the number one cause of death in this country. Hands down. And the reason that's happening is because there's a culture of death in this nation. And it runs across the board. And we're much, much later in the ball game than most people think or want to even admit. That's all I'm trying to get out to people. All right, we're going to have open phones into the next hour. And I've got a lot of other news. I mean, look at Paul Ryan on NFL ref lockout. Time to get the real refs back. And then they've got Democrats responding. I mean, you know, we're talking about referees in a game. While the troops are using depleted uranium that is a death sentence to all of them. It's just a very screwed up society. Television has allowed the system to do this. And the greatest mind scientists the world has ever seen have trained and researched to understand every little facet of our minds to manipulate us. And the only way to ever wake up, you know, the old term, America slept or the world slept while evil grew. That's not just a figure of speech. People are sleeping. And you must awaken. So many say, well, if I awaken, what am I going to do about it? Just the act of awakening means that you will become more informed and then you will be driven to warn others. And we can turn this around. You know, the biggest message to those that serve the system is you're being targeted by all this as well. And if you would just research what I'm saying, you'd find out I wasn't lying to you. Here's a quick story. We'll go to break and come back with your calls. Last week, I was driving along and I saw cars all over the place with boots on them. So I pulled over next to a Mexican food restaurant on Barton Springs Road named Chewy's. Nice place. And I'm shooting some video of a car. It's not parked in a no parking area, but it's parked on the side. And it wasn't parked at Chewy's. It was parked across the little road there. And it had a boot on it and had a sticker saying, you know, do not move this vehicle. And I was just started shooting video of it. Saying, you notice John Corzine could steal billions and all this can happen, but I'm seeing boots slapped on cars now for minor tickets and things. It's all part of the control freak system. And I hear these women saying, what are you doing? Is that your car? So I turn the camera off. I walk over. These two women are standing there. They weren't dressed like managers. I just said, you're the managers of this place, aren't you? They said, yeah, how'd you know that? And I said, well, I just could tell by your bearing. And they said, is that your car? We asked you that. And I said, no. Well, why are you filming? And I said, hey, you know the government shoots little kids up with syphilis. Started laughing at me. I said, oh, you think that's funny, huh? I know, that's crazy. Because if what I just said is true, we got an evil government. So you're not going to go look that up, even though it's declassified and admitted. You're just going to laugh at me. They were smiling and laughing. And I said, you've all been injected with cancer viruses. You take vaccines, don't you? And I said, hey, I'm not going to go eat in your restaurant. Okay, I was just taking video of this. So I go enjoy yourselves. That's how I deal with these people now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was sitting here during the one-minute break, and they brought in the new InfoWars magazine, the October Global Edition. Don't show it yet. I'm going to announce it officially tomorrow. And I was having this moment where I was thinking about making a big announcement on air concerning the technocracy, and then they walked in with this. You'll know what I'm talking about tomorrow when I show you the cover. This is humanity's greatest challenge, and I do not feel worthy to be here communicating to you truths this hardcore, this huge. Man, I tell you, this new publication is powerful. I said I'd go to your phone calls, and I do intend to take a lot of them in this hour. Wow. If you like the last issue, this is going to really, really blow you away. I'm trying to find the cover story. Maybe I show people just the cover story. You know what? I'll just do this tomorrow. You know, it's almost exhausting to take off and not be here doing the radio show because my mind's working the whole time I'm here. And when I stay focused just on basic operations and everything else, it kind of keeps me distracted from the depths of reality to where it doesn't hurt me. I mean, when I really start researching stuff and confirm that my basic analysis has been absolutely on target, it hurts. I know why a lot of people don't want to admit all this stuff because, gosh, if you do, man, it is scary. But it's not even scary once you understand that it's here, this is the way it is, we got to do something about it. It's more just saddening. It's very pitiful. It's pitiful to see people with the pre-programming, the satisfied looks on their faces when they give you a preconditioned response and you know they're like a biological android. They're a zombie. They were set in front of television from birth. They follow all these little templates that make them feel good about themselves. And as long as they are feeling good about themselves, again, I'm going to go to break and come back to your calls. It's just that I remember being 3 years old, playing Batman and Robin with the neighbor kid, jumping off the front porch with towels tucked into our t-shirts. And the neighbor kid looking up at me with stars in his eyes and saying, "We're Batman and Robin." And I remember being able to pull back from my shelf, from my body, basically, see myself and the other child standing there and realize we're imagining we're superheroes. Superheroes aren't real. I'm on a planet in a universe, you know, in this galaxy, and I am finite. And then for years, having that deep understanding that I was finite and having these dreams every night, this reoccurring dream, where I flew out, my spirit flew out to the edge of creation, God's creation. And then there was the nothingness outside of God's creation. I liken it to a big spinning black obelisk, wheel, column. Similar to what you see in the first Tron movie, but it's not red, it's black. And all the light goes into it. It's like the heart of a black hole. And outside of that, outside of the creation of God, outside of space-time continuum, there is nothing but the Creator. And here I am at 3 years old having thoughts and dreams like this, and I now realize that most children have those thoughts and dreams, and the New World Order's main design is to keep you from spiritually maturing, which begins, all of you, all of that is in you at a seed level as a child. This whole system is meant to ever keep you from developing so that they can rob your spiritual development. As Revelation says, they traffic in the souls of men. All right, that's enough. Your calls on whatever you're calling in about, straight ahead, interspersed with a ton of top news. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go right to your phone calls, and then coming up, I'm going to break down the latest economic news. Man crushed by road-flattening truck on orders of Chinese officials. Drudge Report's linked to it. They gave it the headline, Man Crushed by Steamroller, because that's what it is. On orders of Chinese officials, they tried a Tiananmen Square thing, not wanting their farms to be taken by the globalists, so they just ran over them. We're going to be going over all of that. The Army's secret Cold War experiments on people in St. Louis, that's now been declassified. DARPA continues human experiments to create military super soldiers. Privacy expert, all protesters are routinely scanned and skimmed by drones. Yeah, they come visit your house. That's meant to intimidate you. For rent, your very own Agenda 21 shoebox apartment. That's being promoted by the globalist. French surgeon says half of rebels in Syria are al-Qaeda terrorists. Man, the globalists think we're dumb. Telling us give our rights up because of al-Qaeda when they publicly run them. But let's go to Jason in Tennessee, listing on 1470 WBCR, one of our oldest and greatest affiliates. Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Got three things to bring up to you. But first, we might need a congressional meeting on that call last night on the Monday Night Football.
We better shut the whole country down. You know, so what if... the economy's falling apart and the government runs al-Qaeda and TSA setting up checkpoints, sticking their hands down our pants. What matters is NFL football. What are you? Are you not manly or something, bud?
Apparently not. Not according to what's going on here of late. Three things I want to point out to you, and I'm jumping around a little, but maybe it is all tied in. Newsweek, September, the first week of September issue, first or second week, whole article on how our surgeons are killing us. If it were listed as a cause of death, killing people on operating tables would be the sixth leading cause of death in this country.
Well, just the surgeon going to have a two-hour lunch while kidney surgery is going on and scratching the inside of the heart when they're doing a surgery and killing you, that is arguably number 3, 4, 5, or 6. They debate the numbers. But if you add the bad drugs, the surgeries, the infections together, it's number one. The hospital is the most dangerous place to go. It is a veritable death trap. Do you know who has the lowest life expectancy of any profession? Would you like me to tell you?
Go ahead and tell me, sir.
Psychiatrist, then MDs, then dentist, then psychologist, then gay men, then black men after that. And of course, these numbers vary year to year, but you can look them up for yourself. That is the most dangerous thing to be. I mean, that's how unhealthy they are. But they're going to tell us how to live our lives.
Absolutely. Okay, yesterday, my local paper here in Maryville, Tennessee, the Maryville Daily Times, children's deaths require DCS review. The revelation that the Tennessee Department of Human Services has not been notified lawmakers of the deaths of or near deaths of children in their district is required by law is an embarrassment, and it's been going on for 7 years. I'd say it's been a lot longer than that. Anyway, it goes on to say that 31 Tennessee children die in the first 6 months of 2012 while in state custody.
Yeah, I was about to say, they usually don't even say it in the article. They'll usually say CPS or DHS needs more money because kids are dying in the state. And then I'll see the article and type it in and find the real case. And it's always CPS killing them. You know, we played a clip we couldn't find. It was like 6-7 years ago. It was in Arkansas. And in one town, three kids had died in a small town in CPS custody in 1 week. CPS had let their pit bulls eat one kid, and then two had drowned. Okay? And they had the head CPS guy on there going, children will die. That's just the way it is. I mean, that's a quote. Children will die. Just the way it is. 7 times more likely from anywhere. Children get raped 7 times. This is Justice Department numbers. Look it up. 7 times more likely to be sexually abused in their care. 5 times physically. 5 times. Off the charts malnutrition. Listen, one summer I cleaned carpets. I appreciate your call, sir. Great points. One summer. And it was the most money I ever made at that time. It was something like $20 an hour. But you know why? Because you had to go in houses filled with dog crap and urine and fleas that had houses they're trying to sell that hadn't had anybody in a month. You open that door, fleas just hit your legs everywhere. I mean, you talk about many times I had to go vomit in the toilet, and I was the helper. I had to move the couches and stuff. In fact, I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick right there. In fact, I'm not going to flash back to that anymore. Let's just go back. But the worst part on top of that was I didn't even, I was like, what is this place? Was the foster houses. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to stop right there. 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 Evil is all around us. That's all I'm going to tell you. And now I know how to recognize them. It's always they're men with arms about an inch around with pot bellies. They always are bald. Nothing against bald men. I'll be bald in 4 or 5 years at this rate. Real soft with little giggly demon smiles. And they got your kids. And let me tell you, let me tell you, they're going to take good care of them. Government loves you. Just know that. I'm an extremist. Just trust the government. They're good people. That's why I start getting angry. Diane in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello. Welcome.
I need to tell you that when I moved, I talked to you like 2 weeks ago. I was born in Venezuela. And one thing that amazed me about the American people was how docile they are. If you tell them not to do something, they just obey. They don't think out of the box. And that, to me, is the biggest problem that Americans have, that they're not able to think by themselves. They have to be told what to do. If they went to South America, at least to Caracas, and try to drive, they would go crazy because there are not stop signs anywhere, not signs of any kind. And if they are, nobody respects them. So they would die.
Well, I mean, the issue here is Americans are under hypnotic commands. Look. In every category, we have the highest rate of everything bad. Okay, we went from the best 50 years ago, roughly, to the worst. And it's scientific, ma'am. Everything we're under is coming to every other country. We are under attack. If you were going to set up a global corporate eugenics-based government meant to exterminate the most of the population so you could rule the planet and truly conquer it. Because, I mean, when the Romans took over, they killed everybody in most cases. The Israelites did that. This is actually an old program. What would you do? You'd take over the richest, powerfulest country. You'd use it to project power while shutting it down as well. You understand? So yes, Americans are docile. We have the lowest IQ. Not education, IQ. We're brain damaged. It's a fact. We've been under chemical attack. So, of course, we're docile, ma'am. I mean, we've been under absolute systematic attack. That's why I'm not mad at people anymore. I learned the clinical stuff of the zombie trance, the smile, the giggling, all of it, and it's just another victim. It's very sad. It's very sad, ma'am. You're in a nation of people under mind control to varying degrees. You're on a country on the way out. You're on a country designed for total destruction. Sorry, go ahead.
It's ridiculous.
No, I know. I got a guy who works for me who does a fabulous job from Venezuela. And he says Venezuelans would never put up with this. But then he doesn't know why they put up with Chavez. Well, that's because, you know, he took over and made them dependent. So, it's the same thing. But I hear you. Anything else?
No, it was just how amazed I am to see how docile and dumbed down are the American people. It's just incredible.
Well, the statistics show it, ma'am. Look, we were domesticated. I mean, they put chemical and biological weapons in our food and vaccines. I mean, most people you see are going to be dead in 10, 15 years. I mean, if you follow the statistics, the numbers of cancer and other diseases increasing, if this continues in 10, 15 years, folks, I've seen numbers of in 10 years, half the population will have cancer. I mean, they're killing us. Let's go ahead and talk to Peter in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'd mentioned it yesterday when that other guy was on the phone. There is an interesting book that is a follow-up to what you said when you had that conversation with that eFood Direct guy. It was written in 1966. It's called Ill Fares the Land, The Famine Plan for America. And it began with the Agricultural Adjustment Act in 1933 under Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Secretary of State was Wallace, whom I think you know about. In the Agricultural Department was the Ware Communist Cell. Alger Hiss came out of there. Harry Dexter White came out of there. What they did then was they talked about overproduction. That's the problem with America, whereas actually they were importing food even in the early 30s. And, of course, then they were, trying to...
I'll tell you what, stay there. I am aware of what you're talking about, and it's on record that communist countries always seek to destroy the means of production so that the government can control it and social engineer with it using food as a weapon. Stay there. I'll come back to you. Absolutely. That's why they're pulling out all the stops to shut down small family farms and ranches. That's why they're pulling out all the stops to shut down organic food, because this is a takeover. Stay there, sir. We'll come right back to you. Then we'll get to Tim, Jones, Paulo, and many others straight ahead. Stay with us.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
People ask you, hey, in layman's words, what is Alex Jones saying? A planetary government run by mad scientists that controls society via fiat currency that they issue is playing God with our lives and testing things on us. And then using what works for themselves. They give us accelerated cancers and then practice keeping us alive with them. All different sorts of treatments. I mean, it's so unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and it's so in our face. And I know I'm getting off on the medical tyranny a lot today. It's because that's what it's all about. Everything else is window dressing. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Peter in Washington. Peter, you were getting into the communist plan. They did it everywhere. Ukraine, they did it in China. They do it everywhere. Where they come in, collectivize the farms. And here they did it by the subsidies, which, at first were, real good for farmers. But you can see what it's done over time. Beef prices are the highest they've ever been. But people are going bankrupt everywhere that actually grow cattle. That's what they call it, beef cattle, because they've designed it. Just like people with natural gas wells are getting almost no money, but the big companies are making tons of money. Everything has been gamed and rigged. Go ahead.
Yeah, this book, Ill Fares the Land, he mentions, by the way, organic farming, which he says is a good idea. This is 1966. And yes, he also is aware of the corporate problem, because he said the big problem is to get the farmer's stuff to market. And he's got various solutions for it. this is a book you probably can't find on the internet. If you'll put one of your people on the phone afterwards with an address that I'm just going to send it to you guys, because I think you can do more good out of it than I can.
Well, certainly we'll look into it and see if the author is still alive. Did you want to make any other points about the communist connection you were getting into?
I'll just briefly. That continued on to the Kennedy administration, the Eisenhower administration, Ezra Taft Benson, the Mormon elder who was Secretary of Agriculture, fought that bureaucracy. But, you know, as he points out, he wasn't too successful because he called his book Crossfire. And then it went back again with Kennedy, and of course, this book was published in the middle of the Johnson administration with Secretary Freeman, and they were right back to it again. That's all. I just want to send it to you guys because I think you can do more good with it than I can.
Well, sir, we will put you on hold. And we will give you that address. In fact, I can give it to you right now. It's P.O. Box 19549, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And thank you so much, sir. I really do appreciate you calling us. You know, that's the problem with all this, is that everything the government does has a propaganda package of how it's good for you. But all of it, in the final equation, is designed to reduce you down to slavery. And if you look at what the bureaucracy and the government's doing, for anyone that studied basic history, it's what authoritarians do. It's totalitarian. And it's nasty. And you try to talk to the bureaucrats and people, they, so many of them really get off on it. You know, I'll be out in public with my children. I was off work most of yesterday, taking time off with my children. And I went to the park with my children. I went to a store with my children. And both places, I had people say, hey, what are you doing playing hooky? And in one case, the guy meant it good-naturedly. But still, there's that instinct to ask people what they're doing with their kids, not in a government training camp. The first time, the guy was wearing a City of Austin hat at the park, and he said, what are you doing playing hooky? And I said, yeah, they're not in a government training center where they inject them with vaccines full of cancer viruses. I do that now in line. It's, you know, the government's murdering you, cancer viruses and the vaccines. That's how you should respond. And the guy goes, you know, I'm a listener. I wish I had parents like you when I was growing up. Now, at the other place, the person wasn't a listener.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Consciousness is such an incredible gift. It is so wonderful to be alive on this planet and to see so much of reality clouded by the poisonous messages that are in TV and embedded in sports and on mainstream television. Whenever I'm on vacation, I tend to watch more television than when I'm at home, obviously. And it's just everything is laced with destructive messages. All of it. And it's simple. When you are damaged, when you are dumbed down, you're not in the globalist way establishing their world. And I want you to have access to life extension technologies. I want you to have access to the incredible technologies that have been developed to empower you. I want to see you empowered. I am confident to the point of not being threatened by others who are successful. And that's really the difference between someone like myself and the establishment. It is inviting. When I was crawling up my shelf from nowhere to reaching tens of millions conservatively a week, when I got attacked by other crabs in the bucket, it was inviting to join the establishment. But thank God I never did, because now that I know more, it is so uninviting. And I'll go back to your calls, but by that, let me just break this down here briefly. Have you ever caught a bunch of crabs, or crawdads for that matter, crayfish, and you get like 10 of them in a big bucket or an ice chest, and when one tries to get out, they run over and grab him and start pinching him. As long as he's not trying to climb out, they don't attack. And I noticed that trying to climb out of here, people attacked me a lot, including people that said they were patriots and anti-New World Order. Those people weren't success, didn't have a lot of success because their hearts weren't pure. None of us are perfect, but you know, the heart is either pointed in the direction of good or bad. And people who want status, people who really are looking for worldly power, they are never that successful from the perspective of trying to do good, because someone who's into evil just really cannot do good in the final equation. It gets put through that filter and gets twisted. Even if your heart's turned towards good, a lot of it ends up being turned towards bad. And I don't want to preach anymore. It's just that my brain is always storming with information and things I want to talk about. And it's frustrating. It makes my head hurt. I don't even know why I got off into the crab in the bucket analogy. The issue is, a lot of people get hurt. A lot of people get dominated. A lot of people get run over in life, and so they decide to be cold. They decide to be hard. They decide to do whatever it takes to find avenues that will give them temporal or physical manifestations of power to protect themselves. A lot of people join evil because they think they need its power to be strong. Others join it because they simply enjoy exercising it. Others join it by peer pressure. Some join it consciously because it is of their essence. Some people were born to be wicked. Some were born to be wild. Some were born to be good. Some were born to sacrifice for others. But some were born. And there's something to bloodlines. There's a lot of bloodlines that from which pure evil flows to serve darkness. And make no mistake, those of us that are alive on this planet now who see what's going on and who understand what's going on, we have a sacred duty. A predestined lot to resist darkness. And if you do not take that destiny in your hands, that's your free will. But that destiny is lying there for you. And it will take you to incredible places when you begin to fight corruption. Some of them good, some of them bad. And I don't just mean places physically, but places in your mind, places in your heart. Reality is all around you, is my message. And what you see coming out of the television is a distorted reality meant to hurt you. The New World Order wants to hurt you, and it wants to hurt your children. And I will tell minions of the system this. if you don't care about yourselves and you just want to die on a pile of brass, think about your children. Think about them, because what we're going to see in civilization and the changes that we're about to witness in the next 20 years are going to eclipse 1,000 times anything that science fiction dystopics could ever imagine. And the propaganda, the chemical, the biological, the psychotronic, the electronic, Berlin Wall of deception and delusion is going to be so great, people are going to think it's normal when half their block is dying. People are going to run to the dark side. They're going to run to the establishment even as the establishment destroys them. Many people will not wake up as things get worse. They are going to double down. And then when things get even still worse, double down again, and then double down again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Committed to their service of evil. Committed to their service of lies. Committed to their service. Their sacrament. So you better pray God gives you strength. You are not going to find God in 95% of these churches, I will assure you. That's the first place the devil takes over. These churches have convinced you that you're evil, so you might as well give in to it. Instead of telling you the truth. These churches tell you to stand down because God's going to handle it, when the whole Bible says the opposite. These churches are run by lazy, soft, little control freaks who know they're evil. So don't ever fall prey to their Romans 13 deviltry. Let's go to your calls. I need to shut up. Tim in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Man, that was a great rant. Love it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm a disabled veteran from Desert Storm, and I called in yesterday. By the way, the guests yesterday were awesome.
Mike Adams is just a very special person.
Oh, yeah. It's bothered me, the reporting about police targeting veterans. And so I went out for a couple hours last week and tried to get pulled over. I have disabled veteran plates. I tried to get pulled over, and I couldn't. So I wanted to let you know that at least in my neck of the woods, it's all good now. But I can't. But the whole thing bothers a lot of us that are veterans. I hadn't heard a lot about the Camp Liberty going back, or MEK getting Camp Liberty, and they're taking off the terrorist list, and they're going to target us. After all that all that they've injected in us and made us sick, they're going to target us as terrorists.
Well, yeah, that's why they injected you with all the experimental shots. Look, here's the issue: selling evil is really hard to do. Selling the federalization, the internationalization, the twisting is a big deal. You're right that the average cop looks at training manuals saying returning veterans are the number one terror threat, and it's waking them up. You're right that the average police officer is a good person. I've discovered that. It doesn't matter. Their bosses are now the same Justice Department that shipped guns into Mexico. So what I'm saying is we either take over our towns peacefully as bulwarks against the globalists, or they will be taken over against us. It's not like any towns or cities are going to be neutral. The entire Homeland Security architecture is built around taking over state legislatures and taking over cities and counties with the army that don't go along with forced inoculation and stuff. So, yes, I mean, you've seen all these sheriffs and county commissioners and people and judges saying, we're preparing to fight the New World Order. That's the issue, is that people are starting to actually wake up. But the globalists are just going to keep pressing it through. And that's the thing that we face. And they're going to stage all sorts of crises and big events to try to stampede the locals into going along with this. And the churches are all teaching it's the end of the world, so don't get involved, so the globalists can take over. Instead of the 100-year reprieve of Nineveh, the story of Jonah. You see, they don't teach any of that. They just teach, hey, it's the end. Oh, praise God, all this evil's happening. Yeah, they're going to, make kids wear tracker chips. Well, that means the end of the world's coming. Praise the Lord, says the church lady. Instead of going out, I've got reporters right now in San Antonio about to cover a protest against them putting tracker chips on all the kids down there. And people should be there today for that. We should be out there actively resisting this. We've gotten in this position because when everybody goes to church, the preacher tells them, when the good guys go to church every Sunday, the guys that don't tell a lie and, don't do anything, wrong and love Jesus and grandma too, when they go to church, they're told, lay down and do whatever you're told. And so they're sitting there while evil takes over. We're supposed to occupy the land. And this is not a preaching show. It's just when we come down to this, it is a fight between good and evil. The problem is the church has been discredited because it was taken over by the 501c3 system, by the Rockefeller Foundation. And so we have to take over our towns and cities. That's why in the Army manuals, you saw the new Army manual. That's what you're alluding to. People can just type it in. Army training to fight Tea Party. They say they're preparing for the Tea Party to take over cities when they don't turn their guns in. Then the Army's going to have to come and put a perimeter around the city and start, have helicopters go in and take over the city council. But and then if people keep resisting, they then have a cordon and they just start going house to house. I mean, that's what the Army trains for. We've got to get the word out ahead of scenarios they're going to trigger to try to sell this takeover. And we have to admit to ourselves we've really gotten to this point, and that when Obama gets kicked out of office, which may happen, don't think it's all just going to go away because we get rid of Obama. I saw a sign. In fact, I'll tweet it out at the end of this hour here in about 15 minutes. I saw a sign driving back from our family property in East Texas that said, "Save America, vote Republican." Go to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones if you want to see it. I will tweet it out here when the show's over in about 15 minutes. And, those are well-meaning people. And on the surface, yeah, Republicans don't like abortion, don't like our sovereignty being destroyed, pro-family. Hey, sounds good. The problem is the globalists just have them in there as a placeholder. So everybody thinks, oh, well, that's our choice to get us out of this, when by and large, they're just as bad as the Democrats. Anything else, sir?
Oh, I was just going to add that I expected to be pulled over in the city and expected to encounter exactly what you were saying. But I want to point out that the town I live in is the town where the two last terrorists were arrested last year and charged in federal court. So I expected high security here.
Oh, yeah, that's where they're saying the veterans were going to be terrorists. That's totally a shake-and-bake operation. No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and instead of trying to get cops pull you over so you can talk to them, it's just better to go in to their events, when they have charity events and stuff like that, and talk to them there. Go give them $20 for the disabled cop charity or whatever, for the dead cop, family charities or whatever, and then talk to them there. Go talk to your police chief or sheriff. I mean, it's probably not best to try to get pulled over to talk to them, even though that's what I do now. I mean, look out. You're about to. Oh, you want to ask some questions? I'm here to talk to you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jones in North Carolina. Jones, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. This is Dr. Jones. I'm in North Carolina. Just want to add a few points, basically building on what a lot of the callers have said. It's easier to catch flies with sugar than vinegar. So, like you said, go see people when they're in a space when they can hear you. So, if it's police at a charity event, I was talking to people just at the grocery store. Saw this woman. She's obese. She's going to buy some GMO food. She's going to buy some artificial sweeteners. I say, hey, you don't want that stuff because that's not healthy. And then she says, well, it's really for my son. My son has diabetes. And again, I know why her son has diabetes. It's vaccines. So I start, then I'm preaching, then I'm talking to her, then I'm giving her advice like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said to you.
And people are hungry. Let me guess. Four or five people came up and started listening.
I was actually running out, but I got the woman's phone number. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, give some websites, give some nutritional advice, and say, hey, you know, I don't want to charge anything for this, but why don't you just, you know, tell somebody.
You are so incredible. I was just telling the guys, was I not two breaks ago telling you, I now walk through grocery stores. I don't wait. And I walk through and say, that aspartame is designed to kill you. Look up its manufacturing process. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Every once in a while, a manager comes up and says, is there a problem? I'll go, yes, they're killing us. Have you heard about secret experimentation? Yeah. Well, you know what's going on now. Let me talk to you. You know, you need to, like, lovingly as a human, we need to warn these people now. We need to get the word out now, like our lives depend on it, because it does. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, like, again, going back, what you said, and Sherry Tenpenny said, we're going to have massive amounts of people with cancer and a autism spectrum disorder or autism if we don't warn people and get them to avoid getting stuck into the allopathic medical tyranny system. So I the other day I saw someone, a pregnant woman with her husband. I said, oh, you two having a baby? And they said, yes, of course. And I said, well, you're not going to vaccinate your child, are you? And they said, we didn't vaccinate the last one. We're not going to start now. So
listen, you got to go further, Doc. Then you got to say, but you got to warn others. You got to warn others. It's an emergency. They're killing people. We've got to save them. This is real, folks. If you're listening to us in San Antonio or even in Austin, get in your car at 6 p.m. tonight. Remember Steve Hernandez and his family? They make them wear tracker chips around their necks. They track them on the school buses and outside school, just like school districts watch kids with cameras at home over the laptops. They've got the Department of Defense running AI computers that watch what the kids eat. And they also have a bunch of other different high-tech systems. It's going to be at the NSID Corp., 5900 Evers Road, San Antonio, Texas. And that's coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, at the protest at the place that makes the microchips. And they charge hundreds and thousands of dollars, something like $500,000 per school, for RFID that they use to track them everywhere. The Total Control, hope to see you there this evening. I'm going to have my reporters. Who's going? Jakari Jackson and who else? Okay, and Melissa Melton, thank you. Okay, tonight on the nightly news, Aaron's doing the news portion, 7 o'clock Central. I am going to be interviewing the woman arrested in California for drawing YouTube Building 7, which shows the government blowing up Building 7. See, that could bring down the globalist, because they said, get back, we're blowing it up, told the cops that, we have the countdown, they blew it up, everything, 47-story building. I heard them on the news say they blew it up that day. That wasn't supposed to go out. So all over the country, they flip. So I am going to be announcing tonight, First Amendment week. And I'm going to go out this week, and I'm going to draw Google Building 7 all over the sidewalk everywhere. And I want people all over California especially to go to the store today, buy the chalk, and do your whole neighborhood. You think you're going to stop us, you murderers? You're going to get stopped, you killers? How many more kids are you going to inject today? We're going to get diabetes or brain cancer, you murdering slobs? I'm sick of you murdering filth. We're going to do whatever we want, First Amendment. Jam it down your throat. Think you're going to shut the internet down? We've already taught people how to do chalk on the sidewalk and banners everywhere. We're going to shove it down your throat, you murdering trash, you killers, you Al-Qaeda running filth. All right, excuse me. I try not to get angry, folks. I try to just be focused here, but it's hard. So sick of it. Trying to charge her with a felony for drawing with chalk. You scum. This government is pure evil. And the local news said the neighbor did a fabulous job calling police on her. My God, you think of all the slugs out there that serve this system. Something else you can do to fight the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen, is capitalize Infowars.com. Go to Infowarsstore.com, buy the books, the videos, the Pro Pure Water filters, 10% off discounted. Nobody's got it lower than that. The Life Straws, everything gets a free citizen rule book. All the books, the films, the T-shirts, all of it. All of it. Infowarsstore.com or Infowarsshop.com. And go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You get six memberships for the price of one. You can share username and passcode, but six people simultaneously can be logged in. So that's $1 a month, $5.95 for a membership that's really six. That's $1 a month, and that pays for the bandwidth and so much what we're doing. I want to thank all the members that are part of that as well. I'm going to do a little bit of overdrive so I can go to Bill in Kansas and a few others, and I try not to get mad, but... You know what? It is a natural response. Finally, Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago, it's time to panic. He said, you should be panicking. I played the clip over QE Unlimited and what that means. You get to pay in taxes for foreign banks to get trillions more. Yeah, we've got to get out of our comfort space, out of our trance and go, whoa, cancer in children's up over 10,000%. Look it up. They're killing us. We lead the world in breast cancer. It's up over 3,000% from 1960s numbers. Lung cancer in women's up sevenfold. It's viral. They're murdering us. They're murdering us. They're murdering you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. Taking phone calls right now. Bill in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
Pretty good, sir.
Alex, I'm 23 years old. I dropped out of college 2 years ago to prepare for what's coming because I feel like I'm the only one in my generation who's actually awake. So I have a question for you and some important information to share. One, how are you reaching out to kids in my generation, college-age kids, high school-age kids, who they're the ones who are going to have to stand up to this? They're the ones who are going to have to make a change. And I feel like I'm the only one who's awake.
Sure. Well, I mean, I guess in your area, Kansas, I hear that a lot from Kansas, of all places, that no one's awake. I don't know if that's... I actually run into a lot of people that are awake from Kansas, but you're telling me people you talk to aren't. You ask what I'm doing, sir? I'm doing everything I can and also tearing myself apart, trying to do more, beating myself up for not doing enough, okay? And I've learned I just got to give it to God and do the maximum effort I can, okay? And just ask God to, you know, guide my torpedoes I launch at the globalists in the info war. You need to print up fact sheets of basic facts. You need to start shooting a YouTube video trying to warn people about what's happening. You need to go in to the people, whether it's in college or high school, and talk to them, and you need to be the leader. So many people say, Alex, what are you doing to get to young people? Our demographics are incredible. I don't even track demographics, but we can look them up. We don't target certain groups, but we are absolutely waking up young people at amazing levels. And there's countless young people that I've supported over the years that have now done huge amounts of great work in their own right. So we're here as a platform trying to help others. But you know, here we are. So I hope that answers your question.
Question for you. How can someone young like me find some land to start living off of it and self-preserving myself?
Sure. So many people want to follow the instinct to try to get their own place, but if you don't have enough money or jobs to sustain it, they'll take it with property taxes, which they designed so you couldn't just go to the country and be self-sufficient. They've got actuaries to bankrupt you by design. Where everybody I know living on a farm's got to have a job outside of it to support it. That's a higher level stage if you're able to move to the country. The best offense, to the globalist, the best defense is an offense. So you need to be trying to wake people up so the New World Order doesn't get to win. instead of everybody just running and getting ready. I've said it's good to get prepped. You know, eFoodsDirect.com, all that, great people. But it's more important to get your soul ready, your mind ready, and to try to wake up others. That's the deciding factor. The globalists themselves say 90% of war is psychological. You have the truth, they have the lies. I appreciate your call. Let's jam in one more. Bob in Texas, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
All right.
This is the first time I've listened to your program, and I'm kind of impressed by it. I like it. Appreciate it a lot. The reason I'm calling is hopefully I can brighten up your day. I've heard a lot that you've said about the New World Order, conspiracy theories, and the like. And I'm sure that you're familiar with what a mortgage pooling agreement is, as well as most of your listeners. But many people have not taken the time to read this dribble. I've read several of them, and in every case, there is one sentence that seems to connect all of the dots between what happened in the early to mid-1920s leading up today, and it's just one single sentence. It's in almost every pooling and mortgage servicing agreement.
Read it.
Okay. It says, notwithstanding the foregoing, in no event shall the trust created hereby continue beyond the expiration of 21 years from the death of the last survivor of the descendants of Joseph P. Kennedy, the ambassador of the United States to the court of St. James, living on the date hereof.
That's crazy. I'm going to look that up. Amazing.